Bank closures reach 1,000 since February 2022. The rising number of bank closures has left many unable to access basic services in person. These shutdowns have impacted those who do not want to or cannot carry out their banking online. Reaching a grim milestone, the number of local branches that have closed has now reached 1,000 since the launch of a scheme in 2022 to protect access to cash and face-to-face financial services. As part of a commitment from the major banking groups to ensure that no community is left without the cash access and deposit services it needs, the banks began assessing the impact of every branch closure from February 2022 under a voluntary agreement. The Cash Action Group, LINK, that is L-I-N-K, had a new initiative set up aimed at assessing the changes and ensuring vulnerable customers and small businesses are not left behind in the switch to cashless payments and virtual banking. Since then, hundreds of high street branches have been shut down and banking hubs or free ATMs have been set up in areas left without a local bank. When Virgin Money shut its Reading branch on November the 15th, 2023, it was the 1,000th local branch to close less than 2 years into the scheme. Before the end of 2023, a further 150 branches were scheduled to close. Bank branch closures have affected every part of the UK. There have been 978 in England, 81 in Scotland, another 65 in Wales, 25 in Northern Ireland, and one in the Isle of Wight. Of these, around a third, 323, are in areas which have no alternative banks remaining, leaving customers needing to go online or travel to other places to access financial services. All the major banks, including Barclays, HSBC, Lloyds and Halifax, have agreed to take part in the LINK initiative. A spokesperson for Virgin Money said, "The decision to close a store is never taken lightly, but as our customers continue to change the way they want to bank with us by conducting fewer transactions in store and adopting the convenience of digital banking, we must respond to that evolving demand. We are proactively providing enhanced, bespoke care to ensure any vulnerable customers affected are supported through the changes." Nick Quinn, Head of Financial Inclusion, LINK, said, "As more people choose to bank online or pay using cards, the UK will need fewer cash machines and more bank branches will close. There are still over 5 million people who rely on cash, and it is LINK's role to make sure that every high street continues to have free access to cash for as long as they need it. Alongside protecting access to cash whenever any bank branch closes, LINK will assess that location to understand whether it requires additional services such as a new ATM or banking hub. To date, we've recommended almost 100 hubs which are beginning to open across the UK. I would encourage any community without a bank branch to check on www.link.co.uk whether we have already... Start that line again. I would encourage any community without a bank branch to check on www.link.co.uk whether we have already recommended additional services and, if not, get in touch with us to find out more. Of the closures scheduled or having taken place already, Barclays has lost 301 branches to the high street, the most of the big banks. Lloyds has 204, followed by HSBC 183, NatWest 177 and Halifax 118. Barclays has said it keeps an in-person presence in over 200 locations through the Barclays local network based in libraries, town halls, mobile vans and banking pods in areas where they say there is no longer enough demand to support a branch. Age UK believes the avalanche of closures and the snail's pace of the rollout of banking hubs could potentially disenfranchise up to 4 million elderly people. Research shows 4 in 10 elderly people with a bank account in Britain, 39%, struggle to manage their money online and could be at risk of financial exclusion. Caroline Abrahams, Charity Director for Age UK, said, "The continuing avalanche of bank branch closures means that by the end of this year, 2023, there will be considerably fewer opportunities for face-to-face banking than there were even just a couple of years ago. Older people living in rural and semi-rural areas are likely to be the hardest hit, but those in towns and cities are not immune. The reality is that for almost everyone, it is getting progressively harder to bank face-to-face, leaving millions of older people who are not online potentially high and dry. Being able to manage your money is key to living independently as you age, but the rush towards digital banking means millions of older people are being deprived of this simply because they do not use computers. Age UK has called for remaining branch closures to be put on hold until more banking hubs have opened in areas with no alternative services."